You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
A source of halacha that we follow, that we have a following very important halacha, that to be able to observe what is called Devarim Shebikdusha, Senachdishach V'Naritzach, Kaddish, you need 10 people. So where's the source of this halacha? So we learned in portion of spies that when Ribono Shel Olam was angry at the spies, so he said, these Eda, actually Eda Hara'a, a terrible group, I'm fed up with them. So we have a command in the Torah, V'nirdashti betoch b'nei Yisrael. So Gemara learns that this Eda, any Eda, because this group, there were 10 people, so anytime that you like to mekadesh shem shamayim, say yitkadal v'yitkadash shemeh rabba, or say nardishach v'narisach, you have to have
10
minyan. It's okay, yeah. You like the source?
It's good enough.
You like the source?
Yes. I don't. Get a source. Eda tova.
It's negative. I don't like.
Yeah, you can learn from Yosef brothers or people that went with Eliezer to find a match for Yitzhak Avinu. He took 10 camels and 10 people, and obviously, no good cause. So now, well, what's the message here? Why? You have to learn from this subject that Ribono Shel Olam teaches us, whenever you wanted to sanctify my name, the source here is these wicked people. Actually, it's a contradiction, it's the opposite. You sanctify the name of Hashem, but these people, they disgrace the name of Hashem. Yeah. What's happening here? What's happening? Huh? So now, here, the point here is, Chas v'Shalom, nobody wants to be a Rasha. Nobody has the intention to do wicked things. But sometimes we feel that people do terrible things. Or maybe they're stuck. What does it mean they're stuck? Well, they're stuck because they're 50, but they act like a 5. They're stuck in a 5. Or maybe they're 75, but they're still at the stage of 5-year-old. Is that not, they want to do it intentionally, but, you know, they're bigger, and they wear bigger size suit, but it still is a size of 5. Or many times what happens that maybe, you know, they are not in the right place. This, for example, let's say Bil'am, his friends, they consider him as a Sadiq, or Mr. Laban, or Terach. What was the name of the person that used, you know, he liked to kill people in New York? No, as a matter of fact, he built a hospital. You don't know the name? I'm sorry?
There was a guy that his job was killing
people. There are a few.
The doctor?
Well, you know, so obviously, they consider him as a Sadiq. But if he would fit himself in a different place, so sometimes that was happens. You know, people they're admire, they praise, you know, in a place that they think you know, they fit. But when they don't fit, so then they feel uncomfortable and, you know, so on. No more details. But here, it's not the case. It's not the case at all, because Hashem says they're wicked. It's not that they're stuck in the five-year-old age, or they don't fit, or this and that. They're glad, wicked. So now the question is, why Ribbono Shel Olam, wants to be sanctified, his name, through the source? That's a mind-boggling question. Just imagine there's 10 kids in a family, and one of them is not feeling well. 1 out of 10. So the father, which of the kids he's more concerned about? The one that is not feeling well. How about the other 9?
He's concerned, but not as much.
They're okay. They're responsible, and they go on. But this one is not feeling well. So here, the message is very powerful, and it is, Ribbono Shel Olam says that when you want to sanctify my name, you have to learn that I care about people that they're not really aware how to take care of themselves. Make sense?
Yeah, but that's not what it's here. It says the Rasha.
Yes. So what is that the Rishut is all about? The wickedness, that means that the purity, the holiness of the Yehudi is not recognized. That means Yehudi by itself is pure, is from the chain of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. But unfortunately, when he doesn't value himself, he doesn't realize how precious he is. So now, he's lost. So the Ribbono Shel Olam is concerned about those that are lost. So to sanctify the name of Hashem is not through the source that we can find, no, the pure and the tzaddik. So that teaches us how the Ribbono Shel Olam is concerned about those that are lost. That's how you sanctify the name of Hashem. So now the point here is that many times could be, might happen, that one feel, you know, there's no hope for me. Now, this is the delicate point. That here we learn, if Ribbono Shel Olam is teaching us that when you want to sanctify the name, my name, you have to have 10 people, and the source of these 10 people, this wicked, this Eda Ra'a. So now, if you feel that you're not worthy, if you feel that maybe I forgot about you, maybe you feel you're wasting your time because Hashem is not concerned about you. So here's the answer, that it's not true. Why? Because if I have a source, whenever I want to say, Nakdishach and Arisach, when you say Yitgadar, Vitradar, Shemeh Rabah, I have to find 10 people on a base that these 10, they come from terrible people. So more so when I feel, you know, I'm wasting my time. Why? Because I wasted my time in the past. I did terrible things. I didn't know what I'm doing. But here, that's what the answer here is. But that's not true at all. Because if Ribbono Shel Olam cares about these wicked people, what would you do? What would you do? If you have such a subject, what do you do? Like people that have diary, right? So they write down, every night they sit down, they write down. So now when they flip through the pages 5 years ago and see something terrible happened or something went out, that somebody tell them, did a terrible thing to them, what do you do to that page?
You tear it off.
You tear it off. You delete it. Yeah. You wipe it out. Even Ribbono Shel Olam says, what are you talking about? I make a base out of it. And not only I keep it, that will be the source how you sanctify me. Me, go like this. Tear it up. Unbelievable poem. The Ribbono Shel Olam says, these terrible people, that's how you sanctify my name. You know what kind of feeling it gives you? I cannot be a Chas V'Shalom like these people. Who could do such a terrible thing like them? There's no such a thing. The disaster they caused. But they become the source of sanctifying the name of Hashem. So that means, if they became the source of sanctifying the name of Hashem, more so I'm much greater than them, no matter what I did. So that means Hashem wants me to become His source of Kedusha, to be part of His, how to sanctify Him. You know what kind of boost He gives you? He says, get you out of the seat. And then you start dancing. Start singing. More.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.